Hebrews chapter 13, that's going to be kind of toward the back part of your Bible. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 1. It's a lot of good instruction there at the end of Hebrews chapter 13. The author of Hebrews there is concluding the book, and this is kind of the last section with his final thoughts, his final instructions to his audience. And we looked at one of these, it hadn't been too long ago. Well, I always say that, and then Michelle will be like, that was 2 years ago, and I'll think it was like 2 months ago. So, but it really hadn't been too long ago. We looked at a little bit of Hebrews chapter 13, talked about the idea of being satisfied. But we're just going to look at one verse tonight in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 1. And it says, let brotherly love continue. Let's pray. God, we thank you for your word. This is a short and a simple word, but there's a lot of power in this, God, if we would just live this scripture out. So I pray that you would help us to do that in our life, dear Lord, that we would live out your word. I pray that you'd free us of the distractions and the worries and the thoughts of this world tonight, dear Lord, that we would just focus on you and grow in you. And I ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, when we see the word love in English, we just have one word for love. L-O-V-E is the only English word we have. But when you read the Bible, you see the word love quite often, but it's a lot of different Greek words. There are a lot of different words for love in the Greek that describe love in a different way. There's agape, which is this sacrificial love. We think about maybe Jesus when we think about that love that loves somebody so much that they're willing to give their life for somebody else. Greater love have no one than this, that a man would lay down his life for his friends, the scripture says. We see eros is another word for love. That's kind of the type of love that you would have between a husband and a wife. Phileo or philia in different forms is a word for love. And that's the word that's used here. The word that's used here in Hebrews chapter 13 is Philadelphia. So if we were going to read it literally, it would be let Philadelphia continue. So if you see this picture here behind me, some of you have probably seen this before, maybe in real life. This is the famous love statue that's in Kennedy Park in Philadelphia. This statue was made in 1970, and it's interesting that the city of Philadelphia is called the city of brotherly love, and that comes from the word Philadelphia. That's what the word means, is brotherly love. So when we say Philadelphia is the city of brotherly love, we're getting that from the Greek word. But the sad part about that is that even though the city is called the city of brotherly love, it doesn't really appear as though that there is as much love there as should be. Because when you look at the list of all the cities in the United States, over 19,000 of them, in many categories, Philadelphia is at the top of the list for crimes and murders and violent crimes against other people and thefts and larceny and arson and all these things, all these different crimes that people commit. And these are not the things that we do if we love people. And so even though they're called the city of brotherly love, their actions would say something different. Now, a place that's called the city of brotherly love, you would think people would be helping each other, that nobody would have a need, that everybody would sacrifice for the good of somebody else, that everyone would support one another and encourage one another. And so we know what it means to love, but the question is, do we love? We know what it means to love, but it's not always easy to love. That's one of the hardest commands in Scripture, is that we're supposed to love everybody, that we're supposed to love our enemies. This is a hard command, but yet this is the most important command. In Matthew chapter 22, Jesus is asked by an expert in the law who wants to test Jesus. He's trying to trip him up. And he says to Jesus, he says, what is the most important command? Now, I don't know what the man was expecting Jesus to say. Maybe he was expecting Jesus to say, do not murder, do not commit adultery. I don't know what he expected. But I suspect he was caught off guard by what Jesus said. Maybe not, though. But Jesus said the greatest command is this, to love the Lord your God with all your mind, with all your soul, with all your heart, with all your strength. Everything you got, Jesus says you need to love the Lord your God. And then Jesus gave him a bonus one too. Not only did he tell him the most important command, and he said the second most important is just like it, that you are to love your neighbor as yourself. Now, that is a beautiful scripture, and one that we need to know and we need to think about, because if we know that scripture and remember that scripture, it'll drive everything we do. And as long as we follow those two things, we'll be living in obedience to God. Because those things sum up everything that we see in the Ten Commandments. The first of the Ten Commandments talk about our relationship with God and loving God. And the rest of them talk about our relationship with people. And that's really all of the law, not just the Ten Commandments, but all of the law. That what's most important to God is that we would love Him more than anything, be obedient to Him, and that the love that we have for Him and the love we receive from Him, that we would love others. That even though we are sinners and undeserving of God's love, God loves us anyway. And therefore, He wants us to share that grace to others that we encounter, to share that kind of love to others that we encounter. And in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 1, as the author of Hebrews is preparing to close the book, he gives a simple instruction, simple words that every one of us can have memorized before we leave this place. Let brotherly love continue. So what about us tonight? Are we any better than the city of Philadelphia? Do we call ourselves a loving people, but yet our actions show something otherwise? Our actions will speak louder than our words. Nobody's fooled by Philadelphia's big love sign. Just because they've got it made out of aluminum and standing up in the park, nobody's fooled with the crime and the violence and the hatred and the murder and all the things that go on there. And perhaps we are guilty of the same shortcoming, the same sin. That maybe we say we are those that love, but maybe our actions say otherwise and our words say otherwise sometimes. But what God calls us to tonight is to love Him. Do you love God? Maybe a better question, do you know that God loves you tonight? He does. He loves you. He cares for you. He sent Jesus Christ to die for you. Do you love God? Well, if we answer yes to that question, then our response should be that we serve Him. And do we love other people? Then what are some ways that we can serve? We need to pray that God would help us to see those areas. God, help me to see areas where I can serve others. God, help me to see where I can love others. God, just give me those opportunities. Put them right in my path so that the people I encounter in this world can see what love is. Our world needs to see that. That is the only thing that will change our world, is if the world sees what love truly is. It's a powerful thing. And if our world sees what love is, then it will change our world. So let us be those tonight who strive to let brotherly love continue in our life. Let's pray. God, we thank you for your good word. I pray that you just would help us to be able to experience your love, dear Lord. God, that we would know that you love us and that you would help us to share that love with others. God, that you would help us to love you with all of our heart, that you would help us to love our neighbor as ourselves tonight. I pray, dear Lord, that we would take those instructions to heart. We thank you for these simple words. And I ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.